What do we do to fix this? How do we stop this from happening again so that we, the taxpayers, aren't seeing our money converted into this type of bonus slash pay structure slash undergirding of the economy of a few?
Okay. You know, it ain't easy, right? It's a big mess and it ain't easy. And because we're dealing with the underlying problem are these, you know, we've got 29 million people don't have jobs or are underemployed. That's a big problem. So we have to be mindful of that as we're thinking about Wall Street reform. For starters, any company that is too big to fail has to be busted up into tiny units. Goodbye, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase. You can't be a bank and be a gambling institution, and you can't be a big bank. You know, 15 years ago, the top six banks accounted for 17% of the financial economy. Now they account for 65%. At the turn of the 20th century, these were the trusts that were busted by Teddy Roosevelt, and even the conservative President Taft busted trusts because we knew, you know, you couldn't have one big giant Standard Oil company, or you know, they'd rip you off. So we broke them up. We got to break these institutions up into much smaller operations. That's one thing.
And well, why can't we allow the economy to do that for us? But why can't it do that? Why can't free competition or free and open?
That's the other. It does, because left to its own devices, the big will eat the small. The big companies get bigger, either with the government help or without the government's help. You don't see one trend of modern economies are the big eat the little. And in banking, that's more true than in any other industry because if you're going to invest your money, are you going to put your money – who's going to have better access to capital, the big banks or the little banks? The big banks do, and especially the ones that have been designated as too big to fail. What do they call them now? Systemically important or whatever they're going to call them. Those banks get – better access to capital than the smaller banks. So they're going to buy up anything that they want. They're going to have more and more concentration. This isn't anything new. This happened at the end of the late 1800s and early 1900s. Same thing. We had to bust them. I don't think there's any way around that. If the free market could do it, I'd say do it, but it seems to do exactly the opposite.
So that won't work. So if you're saying we have to do that, how do we do that? What's the amount that they can make? What is it?
Well, you know,
how do you even begin to adjudicate
it's not,
that?
Not so much. It's market share. So I think Sherrod Brown and Ted Kaufman have a bill, an amendment to the current financial reform bill that says, you know, they can't have more, I think, than 2% of the market or something like that. But no one bank can. You know, it's the same thing. Look, we have antitrust regulations in general. We haven't enforced them for about 30 years, but we have them. And we used to enforce them, which said, look, you can't have enough share of a market so that you can control prices. See, the whole idea of free enterprise, right, is supposed to compete.
Right.
If you only have six banks, guess what? They're not going to compete. They're going to carve up the market.
All right. So that would be your first suggestion. Second suggestion?
Second suggestion is, and this is the harder one. Believe it or not, which is we have to shrink the size of the financial sector. We can't have it be so large. And as we shrink it, those funds have to go into the real economy where we really need it. And the shrinking is going to require something that a lot of your listeners don't like, which is we have to get the money out of there. And the way to get it out of there is we're going to have some taxes. And the one tax that I think would be very helpful is the financial transaction tax that kicks in above any level that a normal person, a normal trading person with their 401k wouldn't experience it. But if you're moving billions of dollars in and out of the market rapidly, which, by the way, they do, if you're going to make a trade with stocks and bonds, I guarantee you there's a big bank that's going to make a trade a nanosecond ahead of you. It's called front running. It's illegal, but there's no way to stop it. And they're going to get a better price than you're going to get. And so you want to put a small fee on that. And where I would want that money to go is the state and local government so that they stop laying off teachers and stop having these fiscal crises where they can't, you know, support their universities and they can't repair roads, et cetera, et cetera. I'd have like a revenue sharing that goes from the people who created the crisis, Wall Street, to where the crisis is at state and local financing. There's like a $300 billion hole
right. in
state and local government so that we can put people back to work. But we need that financial transaction tax. And, again, a lot of your listeners won't like this, but I don't see any way around it. You know that $150 billion worth of bonuses? You know what? We should get that back. That money should go to, again, help plug the hole in state and local government so that people can be hired again. And another thing we have to do is saying, look, if you're a bank, you can't speculate. You can't play
yeah.
the markets if you're a bank. You're a bank.
I think, am I wrong in saying that I've heard a lot of what seems like bipartisan consensus on that idea? I thought I heard several people come out saying, yeah, that it doesn't make any sense to be the gambler and to be the house at the same time.
Look, there's been a lot of discussion about that, and let's hope they do it. But it also – the scary part about these reform bills is how many loopholes are going to be in. So it would make sense for – there's all this talk about we're finally going to control these derivatives, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know, Obama says, I'm not going to sign anything unless it's, you know, got real controls. But what they're talking about, I'm afraid, are – these kind of plain vanilla derivatives that can be traded on a market, and that you couldn't have an AIG thing again where you didn't have backing. You know, you didn't have any collateral for the bets you were making. That's fine. But guess what? They're getting an exemption, and unless the American public screams about this, they're getting an exemption for these specialty derivatives. And you know what? The Goldman Sachs thing is a specialty derivative. And the thing that screwed the Wisconsin school districts, specialty derivative. They will not be controlled. And Warren, I agree with Warren Buffett and George Soros. Those things ought to be banned straight out. They should basically ban a security that has no tangible asset in it. You know, just flat, not regulate, get rid of.